That's just like that teaching Dave done on me, wicked. The wicked. God comes to consume the wicked. When Dave found out that he could be a son of God, but the minute he gets out of a love walk with God, he's wicked in God's sight. He thought, wow, me? God, I'm wicked? That's what he titled it, Me Wicked. It's a very good teaching. You ought to listen to it. But when you see it God's way, then you realize that people don't, just like that lady on that airplane the other day going to Germany, that lady said, God would never do those kind of things to us. But he will. He's been doing it forever, hadn't he? And he never changes. But it says there, then he says, anyone, he gives us an example in verse 28. He says, anyone who refused to obey the law of Moses was put to death without mercy on the testimony of just two or three witnesses. Isn't that something? That, and has there been cases in God's word where that two or three witnesses came forth and it cost somebody their life and it wasn't guilty? Yes. You know, I mean, I think of, what was that guy's name? Naboth, that had the vineyard. And two witnesses, you know, here's Naboth the king, and he's crying. He wants that vineyard down there. He went down there and tried to buy it, and he wouldn't sell it to him. And so he's crying, and his lovely little wife comes and says, what are you crying about? And he said, I want Naboth's vineyard. She said, no problem. I'll write a letter. I'll get it for you. She's kind of ruthless, isn't she? So she got a couple of men to lie that Naboth done some things that he didn't really do. And on those two witnesses, they killed him. They killed him. But because she was the instigator behind that, God served a punishment on her that she would be eaten by the dogs and wouldn't be nothing left but her feet and her hands, palms of her hands. And that's exactly what happened. She was eaten by the dogs. I mean, you don't get by with nothing, do you? I mean, here she was, she did a little dirty deal behind the scenes for her husband so he could get this vineyard, but she actually committed murder, didn't she? She took another man's life. And then, of course, when she was thrown over the balcony and killed, the dogs came, just like God says, because of her sin, and eat her up. Sin don't have a very good consequence, does it? I just all through this book, we see this, but we think, wow. But it says, anyone who refused to obey the law of Moses was put to death without mercy on the testimony of just two or three witnesses. So, verse 29, and we'll see what they say. Think how much more terrible the punishment will be for those who have trampled on the Son of God and have treated the blood of the covenant as if it were common and unholy. Such people have insulted and enraged the Holy Spirit who brings God's mercy to His people. For we know the one who said, I will take vengeance, I will repay those who deserve it. He also said, the Lord will judge His own people. I don't know about you, but I do not want to be judged by the Lord. Do you? That's almost more than I can bear. I mean, if God... But what do you think is happening to the church right now today? This is what God's doing. He is judging the church. Those of us that are not walking in obedience to His Word, that's why sickness and disease is coming upon us. You know, when I make that statement, when we were in Germany for a week, at the end of the week, they had they made an announcement, said, lots of people want to ask you questions. And I said, no problem. And so I told him during the course of the week, he got a question, write it down. And then the last day in the afternoon, I'll spend that time answering questions. And so they did. They wrote their questions down. And, of course, they gave them to one of the pastors there. And he categorized those into just about a half a dozen different categories. And, of course, the last question that was asked me is the toughest one to answer. I've been asked all these questions many times, every one of them. There was no new questions. But the last question was this: where do you think handicapped and retarded children come from? What causes them? Now, there were people in the meeting that had handicapped and retarded children. They said, this was the question, what is your opinion of where these children come from? When I heard him make that statement, I said, first of all, I have no opinions. I never answer anything with what I think. I said, I will only touch that from God's Word. And so I took them to a few places in the Scripture to show them where that, in fact, we will talk about some of those today. We'll point those out as we go through. I'm not going to go to them right now, but eventually today as we go through some of these, we'll talk about them and you'll see them where that God says in His Word, there's at least six places in God's Word where He says that if you don't obey Me, I will pass your curses to your children, to the third and the fourth generation. Unless you have a child out of wedlock, and then I will curse that generation 10 generations. And then He also says there that if you don't, in the same place in Deuteronomy 23, 2 and 3, He says that if you do not show hospitality to people, I will curse you for 10 generations. That's scary, isn't it? Somebody comes by your house or somebody comes by and you say, I ain't got time for you. Go on. Go down the street. Find somebody else. I ain't got time to give you something to eat. I ain't got time to give you no clothes. I will not show hospitality to you. Get out. Go. Lord says, I will curse you for 10 generations because you refuse to show hospitality. Woo! Aren't you glad that we have the blood of Jesus? Some people never read that. Since Bill asked that question, we'll go hit that one. Deuteronomy 23, 2 and 3. I'll show you where that is. Deuteronomy 23, 2 and 3. In verse 2 of Deuteronomy 23, it says here, those of illegitimate birth and their descendants for 10 generations may not be included in the assembly of the Lord. You know, now the King James says if you're a bastard. You know, now I got in big trouble when I was still in the workforce. I was a manager over several men, and one of them was having all kinds of trouble. And he come in and he needed a day, extra day off to take one of his sons somewhere to do something. And I really needed him that day. I told him, I said, well, you know, I really need you tomorrow to do this job. I said, why don't you have your wife do it? He said, I don't have a wife. I said, well, how long have you been divorced? He said, I ain't never been married. I said, you got two sons and you ain't never been married? He said, no. I said, so you got two bastards. You got two illegitimate kids. And you want to know why you're having all the troubles you're having? I said, I can tell you. And man, he got up out of my office, went straight to HR, and I'm telling you, talk about calling me in. The director and HR director called me and said, we understood you called this man's boys bastards. I said, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Said, well, he said you did. I said, I was just telling him what God's Word said in Deuteronomy 23:2. I said, it says his sons are bastards. I said, if you got a problem with that, both of y'all profess to be Christians. I said, you take it up with the king. He's the one who wrote the book. I didn't. Just think, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Now, that's the King James. That says the same thing as the NLT we were just reading. But how would you like to bring a child into the world? And you're going to curse that child and every descendant of theirs for the next 10 generations. You realize how many people that could be involved in that? Lot. So you want to know why we have these handicapped children. You want to know why we have sickness and disease. You want to know why the little girl that was here a few months ago, I don't remember exactly how many months, but they were here last month, I think, also, or maybe month before. But when they came to healing school, they sat right over there in the corner or on the side, and they brought a little three-year-old girl, a mother and a grandmother, and they were from Midland, Texas. They brought this little girl in here, and she was allergic to everything. I mean, she could not hardly eat anything. In fact, the mother came back a couple months later and gave their testimony right here But she was so allergic to things that if somebody had been eating a peanut, breaking the peanut with their fingers, and she happened to touch their hand, she would break out and her throat would start swelling closed. And if she ate a peanut, she had to have a special medication of some kind with her from the doctor that if she didn't have this medication, they said within 30 minutes her throat could swell completely closed and she could suffocate and die. Little three-year-old girl. I explained to them, she's under a curse. I don't know who did it. You know, I don't know who broke the rule. But these sins are passed down, in this case, to 10 generations. Somebody said, we're not under the old law. Yeah, we are too. The old law has never passed away. It is still there. It means exactly the same thing today as it did 10,000, 2,000, 5,000 years ago. It ain't never changed. Now then, there's some things that we got to know about the new covenant that can supersede this, but if we don't know it, that's still there. So I don't know who sinned, but somebody sinned. Now, this little girl just happened to be the recipient of a demon. This is what this is. Now, when people disagree with me and say, I don't believe God would send a demon, you ain't read the book very close. Because God said in His Word, before we get through today, I'll take you to some places that shows you where if you don't do certain things, it says, and God Himself will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. That's pretty clear to me. Pretty clear. But it's in the Word. But anyway, this little girl, 3 years old, was born with a tormenting spirit because of somebody's sin. But I told her, I said, you know, if you were born with this, you didn't commit the sin that causes this problem. Now, you got to be big enough to commit your own sin before you're responsible. But when you're old enough to know different and you break God's rules, then these sickness and diseases come upon our body. And whatever we use to sin with, that's what happens to them. There's so many things that God tells us to do that we do not believe, and so that's why sickness and disease comes upon us. So, but anyway, I explained to them that I said, I'm going to show you a promise that supersedes the law.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.